Thank you, Chair. This is a follow-up to the issue I raised yesterday. I wish to propose that we introduce a new indicator here, which should read number of agricultural infrastructure destroyed or damaged by hazardous events. Thank you.
Thank you. And Zambia, together with Jamaica, I think we'd want to look at the question as we progress on this item of where we distinguish between the economic and the basic services. To the extent, for example, that water services include irrigation, my assumption is that one of the challenges to agriculture would already be captured in that aspect of the critical infrastructure. And I think we need to come to a common understanding on certainly the economic infrastructure elements, whether they would rise to the level of, say, basic communications, basic transportation, basic water services, basic security services, and so on. So I'm not asking that we resolve this now, but that we reflect on whether including economic sectors in critical infrastructure should be sustained. And I'm not saying that they would not necessarily be so, but I think we would need to, among us, have an understanding of how it relates to the maintenance of core and critical services. So with that, Cuba.